안녕하십니까? 2021학년도 10월 고3 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2021학년도 10월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students of the Live Photography Club. I'm glad to see you at East Hill Zoo today. Before we start, I want to share some tips for taking good photos of animals. First, be patient. Take your time until the animal is positioned for a good shot. Second, try to avoid using the flash on your camera. The flash impacts some of the shadows that natural light creates, making the picture look flat and less interesting. Lastly, I also recommend you try using burst mode. Burst mode allows you to rapidly take a sequence of photos and capture action shots of animals. Now, let's split up and try to get the best animal pictures.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Olivia, what are you doing on your computer?
Hi, Jason. I'm clearing out old emails from my inbox.
Why are you deleting them?
Because deleting old unnecessary emails can be a step to saving the planet by reducing our carbon footprint.
What do you mean by that?
You know emails you never deleted are stored in data centers, right?
Yeah, I know that.
The data centers consume quite a lot of electricity. A lot of electricity is still generated by burning fossil fuels.
You mean using less data storage helps save electricity?
Right. We need to delete unneeded emails to reduce carbon emissions.
Now I understand the environmental impact of undeleted emails. I'll check my own inbox now.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm here to talk about your building construction. Who should I talk to about it?
I'm in charge. You can talk to me.
Okay. Your construction site is producing a lot of dust.
Oh, really? We've already set up a dust screen.
I know, but I live right across the street from here, and I still can't open the windows in my house.
Oh, we're very sorry for your inconvenience.
I'd like you to take additional measures to solve this problem.
All right. We'll have a meeting and try to find a better solution as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Sylvia, guess what I did last weekend?
Sounds like you did something special.
Yes, I went on a family picnic. Look at this picture.
It looks great. Who is this girl in the boat? She's wearing a striped hat.
She's my younger sister, Jenny. She likes to wear that hat outside.
Oh, you're rowing the boat. Wasn't it hard work?
Yeah, it was a little hard. But my sister really enjoyed the boat ride.
You're such a good brother. And what is this in front of your boat?
It's a duck. Its head is under the surface of the water.
I guess it's trying to get some food in the water.
The man sitting under the triangular sunshade is my father. He's relaxing.
I see. The two hot air balloons in the sky look awesome.
Yeah. It was my first time seeing real hot air balloons.
Cool! You must have had a really great weekend.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mr. White. The school concert starts in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I think we need to check if everything is well prepared.
Good idea.
Did you call Henry this morning? He's the student MC for the concert.
I told him to come to the auditorium by 10 a.m. for the rehearsal.
Good. The participants know the order of their performances, right?
I told them all about it. We should also adjust the position of the piano on the stage.
Don't worry, I already did it yesterday afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. White. Then now I think all we have to do is check the stage lighting and get some wireless microphones ready.
The wireless microphones are in the broadcasting room. I'll go and take them to the auditorium.
Okay. Then I'll go to the auditorium and check the lighting.
All right. See you there in a minute.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Lynn's Garden Center. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for some gardening tools. Do you have any shovels?
Of course. We have two types of shovel.
What's the difference between the two types?
One has a plastic handle and the other has a wooden handle.
Well, wooden handles are stronger than plastic ones. I'll buy a shovel with a wooden handle. How much is it?
Originally, they cost $20 each, but all shovels are 10% off this week.
Great. I also need some gardening gloves.
Okay. I recommend these rubber-coated gloves. A pair of them cost $8, but two pairs cost only $12.
Oh, I'll buy two pairs.
Good. So you want one shovel with a wooden handle and two pairs of gardening gloves, right?
Yes, that's all. Here's my credit card.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 전자책을 사려는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Nicole. What are you reading?
Hi, Danny. I'm reading the newly released book, London Ever After.
Oh, I want to buy that book too.
You can get a copy of its limited hardcover edition at Jackson's bookstore.
I know, but I'm going to buy its e-book version instead.
Is there any reason you prefer e-books? Are they cheaper?
Well, there isn't much difference in the price.
Is that so? Then, is it because e-books are more convenient to carry around?
Well, that's not the reason either. Actually, you can change the text size while reading e-books.
You mean you're able to adjust the font size?
Exactly. That's why I want to buy the e-book version.
I see.
8번. 대화를 듣고 센트럴 플라워 마켓에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Lauren, what are all these flowers?
Hi, Brian. I bought them at Central Flower Market this morning.
Is that the wholesale flower market?
Yes, I often buy flowers there. I have to go there very early in the morning, though.
When does the flower market open?
It opens as early as 4 a.m. and closes around 10 a.m.
They start quite early. Where is the market located?
Near Central Station on 6th Street.
It's not that far from here. Is it open on weekends?
Yes, but it's closed on Mondays.
Okay. Does it have a lot of parking spaces?
Of course. The parking lot is large, and the parking fee is only $2 per hour.
Sounds good. I'll take some time to go there next week.
9번. 2021 로빈슨 피싱 컨테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, fishermen. I'm Bruce Miller, the president of Robinson Fishing Association. You've been waiting for a long time, but now I'm happy to announce that we're hosting the 2021 Robinson Fishing Contest. It'll be held from the 22nd to the 23rd of October. The contest is taking place at Lake Silver Cloud this year. The first place winner will be awarded a set of premium fishing rods, and the second place winner will receive a multi-purpose fishing chair. Judges will not count the number of fish you catch, only the length of the fish matters. After the contest, we're also having a lake cleaning event. We strongly encourage you to join the event. You can sign up for the contest on our website. Thank you very much.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 와플 메이커를 고르시오.
Honey, look at this website. There are 5 waffle maker models on sale now.
Oh, I was thinking of buying one.
Should we buy the cheapest one?
No, I've heard of this model and its reviews aren't that good.
Then we won't buy it. Some of the waffle makers come with removable plates, but the others don't.
The ones with fixed plates are hard to clean.
Then the ones with fixed plates are out. What about the waffle shape?
I like round waffles better than square ones.
All right, let's choose from the ones that make round waffles.
Great. Do you think we need an audible alert? It goes off when the waffles are done.
Well, I'm afraid the sound might wake up our baby while he's sleeping.
Good point. Let's order the one without it.
Perfect.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Jake. What's up?
Hi, Kate. I had a great time at your party last night, but I think I left my baseball cap at your house. Have you seen it?
Oh, I'm afraid not. I'll search for it while tidying up my house.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, the bathroom light is blinking now. I guess it's time to change the light bulb.
You're right. Don't we have an extra light bulb?
Well, I used it when I replaced the light bulb in the garage. We don't have any at home.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Minsu. How's it going with the clothing design assignment?
Hey, Jessica. I'm almost done with it. How about you?
I'm not doing well. As you know, our professor always emphasizes the importance of originality, but I can't come up with any ideas.
I know what you mean. It wasn't easy for me either.
Minsu, if you don't mind, can I see what you've designed?
Sure. Look at my sketch.
Wow, it's an evening dress. Its pattern looks very unique.
Thanks. I got the idea from hanbok.
You mean traditional Korean clothes, right?
That's right. I designed this dress using the traditional patterns of hanbok.
Awesome! I've never thought I could create something new from something old.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
What are those boxes?
These are the goods to be delivered to offices on the 7th floor.
Well, I'm afraid you can't stack those boxes there.
I'll deliver them to each office soon.
I'm sorry, but all the emergency doorways must be cleared and accessible at all times.
Oh, is this an emergency exit?
Actually, there's a sign here saying emergency exit.
I didn't notice it. I'll move the boxes right away.
Thanks. It's not surprising you didn't notice the sign. It's very old.
It'd be better if the sign were bigger and more noticeable.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 세라가 에밀리에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sarah has lived by herself since last year, when she started working at a company. This year, her sister Emily moved in because she entered a college near Sarah's house. Now they share the housework. Emily usually prepares breakfast, and Sarah cooks dinner after work. Emily does the laundry, and Sarah takes out the recycling. One day, Sarah finds Emily puts plastic food containers, which are still dirty, into their recycling bin. Sarah knows that the local recycling center does not accept contaminated items. She wants to tell Emily to clean out the containers with water before putting them into the bin. In this situation, what would Sarah most likely say to Emily? Emily?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Okay, students. We just learned about the 10 most popular visitor destinations in the world. Did you know that many cities have an alternative way of referring to them? You may have heard of some of these famous nicknames, but you might not know how they originated. Rome's nickname, the Eternal City, can be traced far back to ancient Rome. Citizens of this original settlement believed the city would never fall and would thrive forever. Paris came to be called the City of Light. One origin of this nickname is that by the 19th century, Paris used gas street lighting, and Europeans who passed through Paris spread the reputation of Paris as the City of Light. As for Singapore, it's known as the Lion City. The city earned this name when an ancient prince spotted a lion while out hunting for deer. Lastly, Seattle is surrounded by greenery year-round. With all of its forestry, it's no surprise that Seattle is known as the Emerald City. Interesting, isn't it? You can find more city nicknames and their origins in the following video clip. Now, let's watch it together.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Okay, students. We just learned about the 10 most popular visitor destinations in the world. Did you know that many cities have an alternative way of referring to them? You may have heard of some of these famous nicknames, but you might not know how they originated. Rome's nickname, the Eternal City, can be traced far back to ancient Rome. Citizens of this original settlement believed the city would never fall and would thrive forever. Paris came to be called the City of Light. One origin of this nickname is that by the 19th century, Paris used gas street lighting, and Europeans who passed through Paris spread the reputation of Paris as the City of Light. As for Singapore, it's known as the Lion City. The city earned this name when an ancient prince spotted a lion while out hunting for deer. Lastly, Seattle is surrounded by greenery year-round. With all of its forestry, it's no surprise that Seattle is known as the Emerald City. Interesting, isn't it? You can find more city nicknames and their origins in the following video clip. Now, let's watch it together.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 도시가 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.